And joining us right now, I guess we'd say we filled the box here. We have we're very proud to welcome the Aerochelle Aerobatic team to the to interview circle here. Guys, welcome.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so now you know what it's like when the Ford Tri-Motor takes off, when you're doing an interview, and you guys go screaming by. The Aerochelle Aerobatic team, you've been around 30, how much, 30?
I don't know, Steve.
34 years.
34 years, okay.
I'm the only original member still flying with the team. Alan and I started the team 34 years ago, and man, those radios sure are noisy, aren't they? Do we do that to you guys?
All the time.
Yeah, we add an extra one, though.
We would apologize, but it's a lot of fun.
It's our constant soundtrack.
It's my 34th year of flying Formation Aerobatics.
Now, the Aerochelle team itself actually had a genesis with a different name, correct?
Well, our company name is the North American Aerobatic Team, and that's what we flew under for years. And but then when we became the Aerochelle team, then we kind of did a name change.
There you go.
It's the same business.
So how did you, well, first of all, we should introduce the entire team. Mark Henley is the leader. We have Brian Reagan, Steve Gustafson, and Jimmy Fordham. And Jimmy, you're the new guy in the group, right?
The new guy.
The kid.
So how many hours of flight time do each of you have?
I don't know. I've got a little over 9,000, so.
I'm approaching 9,000.
I'm a little over 30,000 now, actually about 31.
Okay.
And I'm about 23,000.
That's a lot of time that you guys have combined.
Yeah, well, over half of mine's in a T6, so got a lot of T6 time.
Well, I'm a aerial applicator, which, you know, people call a crop duster.
Yeah.
I've done that for 37 years, and that's how I accumulated most of my flight time. But I do have over 5,000 hours in this very T6 that I fly with the team. My dad purchased that airplane the year I was born in 1960, and I used to sit in it when I was in kindergarten and make airplane noises, the very one that I'm flying now. And it's been in the family a long time. I soloed as a junior in high school. Used to take all my buddies flying and everything in high school in a T6. Didn't think anything of it, but now I look back on it, I'm going, dang. My dad either trusted me or he didn't like me very much.
I don't know. Brian, how about you? How much time in T6 do you have?
Oh, T6, I think about, I started with a half an hour, I think, with this team.
Me it had a whole hour.
Yeah, I had to stretch it to get the job, but I've got almost 1,200 hours now.
Okay.
In T6. I got, like, the rest of it, I think, is in steerman. I got, like, 6,500 hours of steerman time.
Oh, my goodness.
Most of that in formation aerobatics.
How did the concept for the show as we see it today come together?
Well, you got to understand, this has all been sort of a, you know, it's a progression of, you know, like I said, Steve and my brother, they started initially doing just a two-ship, and then Ben Cunningham joined them pretty early on and started doing a three-ship. But what they did back then versus what we do now is a lot different. And then, but they did that for about 10 years and then decided that they thought maybe we can expand it to a four-ship. And G. McNeely came on at that time, and they did a few performances as a four-ship. And then Ben decided he was going to retire from the team, and so that left a spot, and so that's when I joined.
Okay.
And that was in 90, I think he left in 97. My first full season was in 98. And
it was an evolution to come up with this routine. It actually came about from years of flying together, because energy management to the nth degree flying these airplanes. We don't have a lot of excess power, so we came up with ways to keep that energy as much as possible. But then on the other hand, if you watch our entire routine, we never lose sight of each other. Never ever lose sight. If you ever start trying to fly formation, you want to start playing with this stuff, keep sight at all times. The only time we ever don't see each other is when we do the breakaway from each other. But the rest of the time, we're always in sight of each other. So it's for that reason.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, there's an old show business axiom, always leave them wanting more.
Right.
And thing is, that goes so far, then you got to give them a little bit more once in a while just to keep them interested. And so you see little changes and stuff, and of course with the lights and the night show and everything, you know, that's an extension of it. So we're always, we kind of ride on that for a while, then we'll come up with something new to add to it. But we try to come up with something newer or better that won't exceed our limitations and just keep it going.
Yeah, there's not a lot more that we can do in a T6.
We've got some new lights this year with Aero LEDs. And they are phenomenal. These lights are just amazing. The guy, they're all going to see it debut right here tonight at the night show at Oshkosh.
Excellent.
Yeah, got fresh paint, too.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for
logo the change.
We got new paint
John's
this year.
360.
Yeah, we got new paint this year. John Mosley and Daniel Mosley, they fixed us up right.
Good. Now, one of the other signatures of the Aeroshell team, of course, is the smoke. There are times when the wind is not blowing when you guys just about take us to IFR conditions. But how do you make all that smoke?
CJ Aviation. We've got his pumps. Charlie Duffy, great guy. He's been with us for how long, Mark?
I don't know. A long time. It's been a long
time. And those are his pumps, and we're pumping about 2 gallons a minute. You know, it's kind of funny. We actually burn more smoke oil than we do avgas.
During the routine.
During the routine, we burn around 15 gallons. Every time I land, I mean it's dead on, spot on, 15 gallons. But we're going to burn 18 gallons of smoke oil per performance per airplane.
We are talking with the Aeroshell aerobatic team. If you couldn't recognize the things we're talking about with the T6 and, of course, this kind of southern accents that you gentlemen all seem to have.
What are you talking about?
When you have new team members coming in, it's more than just how many hours do you have or how much T6 time do you have. Did you go through an interview process to bring people on board? Because you guys spend a lot of time
together. I tell you
together.
That there's one of the secrets to having somebody to have some longevity on the team is you got to have somebody you get along with.
Right.
Because there's more teams over the years have broken apart, not because they didn't have flying talent, not because they didn't have the money, but they just didn't get along. And that breaks up more teams than anything. So that's one thing we do is it's got to have somebody that gets along. You know. And, of course, on the other hand, we also say you got to have thick skin because we're going to tell it like it is. If somebody comes in and they're not cutting the mustard, then there's no – You know, we don't pad that at all. We just tell them like it is, and, you know, that's because that's what the reality of it is.
You know that old Army thing where they make you crawl under barbed wire while they're shooting over your head?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is.
So it's a rigorous process.
Well, he's been through it. Yeah. And Steve and I are doing the shooting with Brian crawling.
My wife calls Mark wifey because we spend so much time together, and we do – Then we even go on vacation, go scuba diving together. So my wife calls Mark wifey. What's wifey doing this morning?
When you go to an air show, you guys are full in. I mean, you're doing sponsor rides and PR rides. You're flying the air show. It makes for a very long weekend, and you've been doing this a lot of years. How do you fight feeling complacency in the routines and the rides and in what you're doing? Because you're very familiar with these airplanes.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. You know, like the Airboss, you know, they always put up, these are the dirty dozens or whatever they call them. And that's the one that always strikes my attention is complacency. And you just got to – You know, every day you have to have your game face on. And
Amen.
we've been doing this. I've been on the team for over 20 years, and every time I fly, you know, I focus on, you know, trying to make sure that I keep everybody safe. The idea being is, you know, I got to deal with wind, I deal with different conditions, and you never know. There's always going to be something come out of from something you don't have any control of, and you got to be ready for it. And if you're just sitting back, you know, flat-footed, complacent, it's going to take advantage of you.
Yeah, that's part of what we were saying about having thick skin is, you know, the debriefs. Mainly, sometimes the debrief comes right away. And, and it sticks with you when they call you out, you know, on the spot when it's something serious, you know, that we all need to pay attention to. And we'll get on it right when we get on the ground, you know, and work on those things.
Well, the best thing is you don't let it stew. You know, go ahead and get it, and then that way you can go on and go to the next thing. But if you sit there and steam about it or stew about it, the next thing you know, then that creates a sore, and then that, you know, best thing to do is just get it out and open. That's the way we do business.
That was one of the questions I wanted to ask was, do you debrief after each show?
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Big time.
So that's something
watch
that
films and look at what we've done.
Sure. That's something I don't think people realize is that is part of what you're doing too, and the professionalism that you all have, and to make sure that you're putting on the best show, but also a very safe show.
Right. Well, that's what we try to do. Like I said, some of our debriefs, a lot of people, they go and they get in a quiet room and everything. Some of ours are on the wing. Oh, yeah. What the heck was that?
So what's ahead for the team? What other shows are you doing this year?
We'll go to Offutt Air Force Base next. We go to Chicago. Okay. That's always a big event. We've got
Liberal, Kansas.
Yeah, we've got like another dozen.
If you just Google the Aeroshell team and you pull up our schedule, we've got a website and it shows everywhere we're going
to
be.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. October, we're going to do a couple of shows close to home. That one new one we hadn't done before.
Hammond, Louisiana, and then we do an air show close to where Steve lives at Tallulah, Vicksburg. Okay. We do a show there. So
and you're coming to Dallas.
We're coming to Dallas, yep. Exactly. Yep.
The CAF show down there, we'll put in the plug for that, October 26, 27, 28. We'll be looking forward. We're celebrating the T6, the 80th anniversary of the T6. So it only made sense. You've got to have the best T6 guys in the world come fly for
us. Well, you got all these T6s. You got to have the best engine oil, which is Aeroshell. That W120, those T6s, that's what they live on.
That's right. Speaking of Aeroshell and your team, your team poster is out again this year, and you'll be signing posters for folks. So what time? And where?
Well, we're going to start at 11 o'clock, and the Aeroshell has moved out of Building C. Now they have their own facility right out straight east of the tower, just on the west side of that main street that goes all the way the length of the runway. And if they'll just go to the tower and turn east and just look, we have one of the Aeroshell airplanes parked right next to the tent. So they just come out to the Aeroshell airplane, that's where it is.
Yeah, it's all part of the scavenger hunt. Open. Yeah.
And we got all the cow posters there for everybody.
Excellent. Brian?
I was just saying it's all part of the scavenger hunt. You know? And you got to find all the cows on a poster.
Okay.
There's more than one.
Yeah.
All right. And Malia makes her return.
There you go. That's right.
And we thank you for joining us this morning, taking some time out of your busy schedule to drop in and talk T6s and have a little fun. The Aeroshell Aerobatic Team, thanks for joining me again. This is EIA Radio.